Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast featuring handicap picks by Mike from MHJ Picks, recaps of selected races, and thoughts on the news in the world of thoroughbred horse racing. Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast. It's Mike at MHJ Picks with the third episode. I'm going to talk about today's racing, September 16th at Kentucky Downs. Also, a little bit about the news and previous results. Jump into previous results here at Kentucky Downs. We've had some ups and downs, had a lot of A-B horses make it in. But as the case with Kentucky Downs, there are some races that just throw you for a loop. And you've got to really look at that pedigree for the turf. Look at horses that, you know, haven't necessarily performed well other places and maybe need that open field based on their pedigree. So it's a tough track to handicap. If you handicap it well, you can make money. And some of the picks we've given out have made people money. We've had some solid top picks. We've also missed on a few that we thought were going to be there and really failed in the race. So, you know, look back at the previous week's racing. We had some nice wins. You know, hope to continue that today. And some news out there. We've got big news on Breeders' Cup and Keeneland not having fans. I know it's a big disappointment, but something that I like to think about is pretty much the races are still going to happen. Whether people can go or not, we're lucky to have racing as part of our lives still. Whether you bet on it, watch it just for enjoyment, whatever the case, like to play tournaments, it's there for us to enjoy when it could be otherwise. So, you know, I understand the disappointment of not being able to attend these things, but at the same time, you know, it's great to have them on TV. Disappointing news about Honor AP. Another three-year-old retiring too early. Maybe a trend just to make money in the breeding barn. Hard to say. Horse apparently was injured, and hopefully the horse will be okay. I wish sometimes that these horses would get over the injuries and keep running. It doesn't sound like an injury that would be something that couldn't be healed. And I understand horse safety, etc., but sometimes I think ownership just looks at the dollar signs, and I get it, they invest a lot and they need to make some of that back and hope to do so in the breeding shed, but you know, we just miss seeing these great horses on the track with an opportunity to run after their three-year-old season. So hopefully everything is well with the horse. Connections are going to make out on it either way with the breeding rights, but you know, I just hope it's not a trend to see all these three-year-olds finish too soon. So let's get into the racing. Today at Kentucky Downs, closing day. We've got 10 races on the card. A lot of maiden special weights, so you know those are always going to be a challenge and an opportunity to make some money. And the first race, number 6, Spyglass, is a horse that has a race under his belt, not on turf. This horse looks like, you know, some of the breeding. We've got Tappet with Lady Bingo out of Galileo. Could be a nice turf breeding. So maybe the switchover is going to help this horse improve. Right now, 8-1 on the morning line. Number 9, Conquest Rainy City, is one that is out of Kitten's Joy. Had a terrible first effort. But these are the kind of horses that could be a prize. It's 12-1 on the morning line. Obviously has some talent to run. Number 3 and number 7 are the likely favorites. You know, if you want a short price, go for these guys. They are talented, as well as the 5. You know, certainly have some coverage in doubles, multi-race wagers, but looking for a bang here with the 6 or 9 in the first race. Race 2, number 3, Queen's Empire, is a big torpedo. A risky one, no doubt. The speed figures haven't been as high as the others. However, he is coming off of his maiden win. A nice closing effort for Bill Mott at Ellis Park. He's going to be second off the layoff. Should be improving. He's getting a mile and a half here, so I think that the distance is something that is possible here with Empire Maker being the sire and adding blinkers to keep him, you know, focused in on the race throughout. I think he's a good long shot torpedo opportunity. Number 9, Knight's Key, does look like a solid horse. Has a couple recent wins. Moved over to the Maker barn, ran second, and comes out here second time for Maker with Jose Ortiz from the 9 hole. Hasn't really raced this far yet. Everybody says Mike Maker is the man, distance on turf. So let's see if that holds true today. Number 2, High Noon Rider, is one who has had the distance, won at this distance, has some nice races in the past. I just worry about Safi Joseph outside of Gulfstream Park. He doesn't have a good track record outside of Gulfstream Park. I know he's a young up-and-coming trainer. Hopefully he can have some success, but let's see how well this horse traveled. Race number 3, we're looking at another maiden special weight. We've got the 8 horse, Tis Splendid News, is my top choice. A McLean's Music horse, great sprinter. Wesley Ward is training him. Irad Ortiz is on the mount. Everything is in alignment. Should run a great race. Will probably be less than the 7-2 on the morning line, but looks like a possibility. Number 3, Happy Champ, for Jack Sisterson, is, you know, one of those question mark horses. You got to run Happy Breeding, which hasn't proven to be too well. However, has nice steady workouts. Sisterson is an up-and-comer, looking to make a bang, so this horse could be ready to go. Maybe even pay out that Run Happy today. Number 9, Emerald Forest, is another one to look at. Has one race under the belt, ran second. Really 6 lengths off in that finish, so wasn't close. But has a shot here, I think, with the experience under his belt. Over to race 4, 6.5 furlong allowance. I do like this as a torpedo race. I think it's a wide open race. Number 6, Elusive De Oro, 10-1 on the morning line. Off of the maiden win, has the only 2 turf races, but did well in those races. This horse has never finished out of the first or second, out of the exacta. So coming off a layoff and a bullet work, this horse looks primed to go with Leperu for Asmussen. Number 10, Juggernaut. Let's see if he is indeed a juggernaut. He's going to be on the front end, and we all know that's tough here at Kentucky Downs. So will be a tough trip, but definitely a horse with some talent, as is number 3, Williston Way. Irad Ortiz in the mount, another horse that should be forwardly placed, maybe to his detriment. Number 5 is another horse that I like here, Fast Pharaoh, out of American Pharaoh. We know ability on turf there off of the maiden win, and a bit of a layoff bullet work for Doug O'Neill, new into his barn. So we could see an improvement here on Fast Pharaoh. Certainly the distance will not be an issue. Let's go to race 5. Number 6 is Big Union. Brad Cox has really brought his game to the Kentucky Downs meet. This horse looks to be no exception to that. Does have a race under his belt, ran second at Indiana on the turf. Surprisingly, some of those Indiana horses do well out here at Kentucky Downs. Number 10, Rockstar Row. Number 9, American Tryst. Definitely two that need to be watched. Rockstar Row does have a race under his belt. That's a 10 horse. At Indiana, it was a sprint, so he's going to go a little bit longer here, and I think that will help his chances. Number 9, first-time starter for Maker out of American Pharaoh, so has the pedigree to get it done. Number 2, Comply, is a Michael Stidham horse with James Graham in the mount. James Graham is one of those jockeys that every time you're at the track or at the simulcast, you watch a race, you don't play him. Then he comes in and everybody says, oh, James Graham, yeah, I should have played him. You know, people say that just about every time he wins. So I wonder what his ROI is. Just be because he doesn't seem to be bet very often when he's not at his home track. So, but this horse does have some bullets mixed in with other workouts. Could have a shot here at the sprint. There is also a Wesley Ward, number 7. Hard to leave that guy out. The horse didn't do much in his debut, but did start running towards the end of that debut if you watch the replay. So there is some hope for number 7. I have him as a B choice. Number 6, I've got the 8. The 8 horse, which is going to be, I'm pulling up his name here. I apologize. I'm running this in one take, so got to deal with the technology. Flora Fantasy, number 8. I like this horse, looking for 6 in a row. Mike Maker, stepping him up a little bit in class. Got Irad Ortiz on the mount. This horse runs right off the pace and then flies late. I think he's got a great shot of running style matched up with the course. There are two. There's another one that runs similar, Dance Rhythms, number 5. Will definitely be one to consider. Number 4, Jakarta. I've always liked this horse. Front end runner, we know that's tough here, but depending on if there's any pressure, you know, this horse certainly could last and get it done. So it will be hard to leave him off. Really like the 8 horse in this race. 7th race, I've got an anchor choice in number 7, Mugsmatic, stepping down in class for Mike Maker. This horse ran the United Nations at Monmouth, ran a disappointing 5th. Didn't have much in that race, but the races before that was running great. So maybe the step in class was a little bit too much. Get some relief here. I think should handle this field. The other horse that I think has a shot is Appreciato, the insurance policy for Maker. Has also run in some graded events. Hasn't done too well, but this one is a nice horse. I especially think this horse could run 2nd. You know, we may have a Maker exacta. So we'll see the results here. If you want to go against Maker, a couple to consider. Number 5, Rijeka from Ireland. Has the turf breeding, but is going for Safi Joseph. Talked about him earlier. The horse definitely has the talent to be there. So, you know, definitely one to consider, especially underneath. Then you've got an entry for Asmussen that should take a little money as well. Got some torpedoes for the next two races. The 8th race, I'm sorry. Looking at number 2, Absolute Love. Julian Leperoux, Jeff Hiles is the trainer. He's an aggressive trainer, apparently. Stepping this one up a little bit in the allowance race here. Moving him over from Belterra Park. Interested to see how he performs. Has won 3 in a row. A couple of those efforts were fantastic. Won easily. We'll like to see the step up in competition here. Number 3, Sugar Fix, is your more logical based on class and ability and some of the nice runs he's had. So I think, or she's had, I think she is a logical play here, as well as number 1. Dutch Treat, going for Randy Moore's. Rafael Bejarano has really run well, or rode well at this meet. Coming off a win, definitely one to consider. If you want to go deeper, I do like the 10 and Get Rewarded. Coming off a win, can run late. Number 9 will be the likely favorite. I don't know exactly why this horse is getting so much love other than a couple of decent races this year, but I guess the buyers are a little bit higher than everybody, but he doesn't look like he's a fit here, which probably means he's going to win by 5 lengths. But I do have him as a B, as a backup. Race number 9, the big Franklin Simpson. I'm going to go with a long shot here. I know everybody's looking at Wesley Ward's number 3. I'm looking at number 11, 4 left. We've heard the name. Hasn't ever quite made it happen. Good quality horse. I think today for Doug O'Neill could be a big factor, hoping for something from him. Number 13, Competitive Saint, also gets in. Nice quality horse, will be close to the action. Definitely one to watch. As well as number 1, Turned Aside for Linda Rice. She doesn't race many down here. move this one to try to get that Breeders' Cup. And this horse is off the quick call, graded 3 win. Definitely a high quality horse, as is Maven, number 3 for Wesley Ward. So pretty solid race. I think Old Chestnut, number 6, is a good torpedo play under. And then you can't forget about Embolden, who is a pretty good turf sprinter before trying a little bit longer races. So he's kind of that in-between horse. I have him as the B horse here, number 9, Embolden. In the finale, number 7 is my choice, Pikachu. Probably have a chalky end to the meet here. This horse just looks on paper better than the others. But if he's not, I do like number 5 as well to give him a run for his money, take charge de oro. You're looking for a long shot play. Torpedo Zanesville, number 3 for George Leonard, Rafael Bejarano. Hasn't run much on turf, so sometimes those are an interesting play. Number 9, Mars Magic, ran here last week. So they're running him back here in this race. Not exactly sure why. Maybe the trainer saw something, so that led me to give him a B. So there you have today's picks. You can find them all on www.mhjpicks.com, which is probably where you found this podcast. You can listen to this on Spotify, Google, Anchor, and we're trying to get more platforms added. So thanks for your support, and good luck today at Kentucky Downs.